brought you the Torah, Rabbi Ephraim Brachfeld.
As Shavuot is approaching, I would like to learn and explore with you a Gemara you're all familiar with. The Gemara we learned yesterday in Daf Yomi, the story with Ruth and David HaMelech. We learned yesterday, the Mishnah said, Amoini imoyavi asurim luvoi asurim visurun Yisraelim. The nation of Amon and Moav are also luvoi bekal. However, Nikvoisein, the women, the female of Amon and Moav, muturois miyad, a person, a kol, a Yisrael is allowed to marry a bas Amon and Moav. And the Gemara asks, Mino Anemile, where do you take this from? Abyechnen starts with a long story. Goliath was ready to fight Klal Yisrael, and David was willing to give it a go. Shaul, when he saw David approaching, he asked, Avner, Sar Tzuvu, who is David? Who is that? So the Gemara asked, didn't Avner and Shaul know who David was? The Pusik says about Shaul, Vayaveyu me'oit, he liked David a lot. Vayhiloi noise kelim. Of course, Shaul knew who David was. No, the question wasn't who was David, who was his father? Yishai. So the Gemara says he didn't know who his father was. Yishai was a general over 600,000 people. Everyone knew who Yishai was. This wasn't the question. So what was the question? The Gemara says he knew that David HaMelech comes from Yehuda. However, Yehuda had two children, Peretz and Zerach. And he wasn't sure who is David HaMelech coming from. Why is this so important? Because the Gemara says later that Shaul's garments, which were very big, Shaul was higher than everyone else, fitted David HaMelech with a ness. And therefore he saw there's something very special about David HaMelech. And if that means that David is ruy to become a melech, a king, it wouldn't be very comfortable for Shaul, and therefore he wanted to make sure who is he coming from. If he's a child of Peretz, where Peretz means melech, poiretz, geder, which refers to a king, assuming he had the kabbalah that the children of Peretz would become meluchim, kings, then this would be a problem. However, if he is descendant of Zerach, then the problem is not as big. He might become an Udom Chushev, but not a Melech. So debating who is David HaMelech coming from. Doyek HaDoimi said, Umale Doyek HaDoimi, At She'atu Mashil Ulov Im Hugun Hu LeMalchus. When you are questioning if he could become a king, if he can't become a king, She'al Ulov Im Ruy Lovoy Bekur. I have a much bigger question. His grandmother was Rus, and Rus was a Moyavio, and if a Moyavio is Pus Luvay Bekul, David can marry a Bas Yisrael. Cannot. And therefore, I have a much more fundamental question, not if he's Ruy LeMelech or not, if he's Mut Luvay Bekul. And then suddenly, Avner and Doeg were arguing. Umale Avner Tanine Amoyni V'loy Amoynis, Moyavi V'loy Moyavis. We learned in our Mishnah. A bas Amon Moav is mutar luvoy bekol. Elo me'ato, says Doeg, how would you understand the pusik of mamzer? Does this also mean mamzer veloy mamzeires? Would this also mean that a bas mamzer is mutar luvoy bekol? So Avner said no, because mamzer means mum zal, which refers to both male and female. How about mitzri? Both to man and woman. How about Mitzri? Would you say Mitzri veloy Mitzris? So Avner said, no, the reason why we can't marry Amon and Moav, because it says, Al asher lo kidmu es eschem belechem ibemaim. And who was supposed to bring to Klal Yisrael lechem, bread, and maim, water? The man and not the woman. Darko shel ish lekadem veloy darko shel ish lekadem. And therefore, there's no reason why we should punish the bnois Amon and Moav, and therefore they are mutar luvoy bekol. Doeg wasn't happy and said, why not? Understand that it wouldn't make sense that the man should bring bread and water to the woman, but the man can bring bread and water to the man, and the woman should bring bread and water to the woman. Hoyolem lekadem anushim likras anushim venushim likras nushim. Ishtik avne kudendanz. And therefore, the lineage of David HaMelech was questionable. Shaul HaMelech said, we have to ask in the Smedrish, we have to ask the Bezdin. Tzei v'shaal v'beis HaMedrish. Shaul omrulei, they said the same answer, amoyni v'loi amoynis, miyav v'loi miyavis. Akshelu doye kol hanekush yuse. Doye came with all his questions, what about Mamze, what about the Mitzri, and if you would say that the reason is because he didn't bring bread and water, women also should bring bread and water. Ishtiku, they had no answer. And if they have no answer, Teure la vashamayim hi, it seems to be that David is usulovi bekor. Boi la chuze oleyo, they wanted to announce that David is usulovi bekor. Miyat, and then the Gemara brings that Yisra Yishmaeli, and he's called Ishmaeli because he took a sword. Umar Ruve melamed shechugar charbo, he took a sword ki Yishmael, like Yishmael. V'umar, and he said, Kol mi she'einoi shemeya haluche zu yiduker b'cherev. Whoever doesn't listen to me, I'll kill him. Kach mekiblani beis dino shel Shmuel haramusi amoyni v'loy amoynis, muya v'loy me'avis. I have a tradition from the Bezdin of Shmuel, and Shmuel is still alive, so you could verify it yourself if it's true or not. And therefore, of course, David is mutar lo v'bekor. The Gemara later asks, what about the argument of Doeg, that the woman should also come and give bread and water to Bnei Yisrael? So Gemara says two reasons. Hucho tirgimu kol kvude bas melech pnimo. We don't expect of the Bnei Yisrael to be outside, and therefore who should they bring bread and water to? Or I'd explain, we won't punish the Bnei Smoyov if they are not supposed to bring bread and water outside. B'maruve omre vitem Rabbi Yitzchak Omar. The Pusik says, Vayoimru Eilov, the Maluchim said to Avum, Aye Suru Ishtechu, where is your wife Suru? And he said, Hine Bo'oyel, and it seems to be that the place for women is not to be outside and accept the guests, rather to be in Doeg. So the Gemara brings a big machloikus between Avne and Doeg. And the reason of the machloikus seemed to be that Doeg has a logic argument. He seems to hold that Amoin Vloy Amoinis doesn't make sense because the reason why we can't marry them is because they should have brought bread and water, and this is something which the woman and man both should have done. Then comes Yesa Ishmaeli with his sword, and he says he doesn't care about any arguments. The Aluche says that David is Mutil of Ebekor. And much later, the Gemara explains that the argument of Doeg can be answered like Avraham Avinu said about Tzur, Hinei Bo'oy. On the side, there's an interesting Chiddush Urim where Rashi brings when the three Maluchim came to visit Avraham Avinu. Rashi said, why were the three Maluchim? One, to be Merape Avraham Avinu, to heal Avraham Avinu. One, to be Mevase of Leidas Yitzchok. And the third one, to be Mehapech Sedoim. Rashi says he can't have one Maluch who does all of that because each Maluch does only one Shlichus. Later Rashi brings that there was the same Maluch who came and healed Avraham Avinu. He was the one who came and saved Lloyd. So all the Mefarshim asked, why weren't there four Maluchim then? Why were there only three? Why weren't there four Maluchim? A fourth Maluch to save Lloyd. One to heal Avraham, one to be Mevasa Leidas Yitzchak, one to be Mehapech Sedoim, and a fourth Maluch to save Lloyd. Why was the same Maluch who was Merape Avraham Avinu was the Maluch who saved also Lloyd? Says the Chiddush Urim, why was it so important to save Lloyd? Mutsusi Dovid Avdi Besdoim, because of Lloyd would come Amoin and Moyov, and of Moyov would come Rus HaMoyovio, and of Rus would come Dovid HaMelech HaMelech HaMashiach, and therefore it was important to save Lloyd. But this is only if Rus is Mutar Lo V'Bekol. Because if Rus is not Mutar Lo V'Bekol, so there's no need of saving Lloyd. Because what would happen with Rus is anyway Usa Bekol. And what is that dependent, if Rus is Mutar Lo V'Bekol or not? On one question. Are we blaming the Bnei Smoya for not bringing water and bread to Bnei Skar Yisur? This question is dependent. Is it something we expect a woman to do? Is a woman supposed to come and give bread and water to their guests? And this is dependent on what happened in the house of Avraham Avinu. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not send four Maluchim. Because as long as Avraham Avinu didn't decide that Hinei Ba'oil, that soul is supposed to stay in the oil, there's no need of saving light. Only once Avraham Avinu said, Osu Hinei Ba'oil. So Avraham Avinu paskened that a woman is not supposed to come towards their guest. And therefore it means that the Bnois Moiv were not expected to go and bring Lechem Emaim to the Bnois Moiv. And therefore it would mean that Rus is Mutri Lovoi Bekol. And therefore it would mean that David HaMelech is Mutri Lovoi Bekol. And therefore there's a reason to save Lloyd. So only after Avraham Avinu decided so Hinei Ba'oil, only then it was decided they were going to save Lloyd. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't send four Maluchim, because before Avraham Avinu wouldn't decide that, there was no need of sending another Malach. Only once he decided that Ein Da'ak Shel Isha, a woman is not Hederech to come out Likras Nushim, only then there was a reason to save Lloyd. Sorry? Yeah, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu only would pask Naluche once that Bezen Shemata passing this Naluche. Terela Vashemayim, and therefore we have to wait for Bezen here to pask it. But let's look back at the Gemur. There are two very obvious questions in this Gemur. The first question everyone's supposed to ask when we learn this Gemur: are we deciding halachic debates with a sword? Doi comes with a logic reason. He has a svur. He says that it doesn't make sense to allow the Bnois Moiv to come Bekal Hashem. And he asks many questions. How can he decide with a sword? Either answer his question or don't. But the sword won't help. That's question number one. Question number two. We would expect, if Avner and Doik are arguing, why doesn't Avner mention many years before there was a Rosh HaSanhedrin. There was an Av Bezdin, and his name was Boyas, and he married Rus. And if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for us as well. Why do we start a new argument and a whole debate, and David HaMelech is standing at the side, and he's waiting? He might become Pusul Bekul, he might not become Pusul Bekul. Why is no one referring back to the story of Rus and Boyas? This is the question that the Mashur asked him. So first of all, why do we decide the argument with a sword? And second of all, why is there no reference to Rus and Boyas? So let's look what let's look at Megillas Rus, what happened when Boyas approached Ploini Almoini. The Pusik says in Perek Dalet Pusik Vuv, Vayoyimer Agoyel, this Ploini Almoini said, Loi uchal ligoli, I can't marry Rus. Why? Pen, I'm scared, perhaps. Ashris es nachalusi. I'll ruin my nachalo, which Rashi says refers to his children. Says Rashi, Zari, kmoi nachlas Hashem bunim. Nachlo refers to his children. Luses bgam bezari. If I marry her, what will happen with my children? Shenemar, lo yuvo ya moini moyavi, vetu ba moini vlo ya moinis. He learned the way Doek learns the Gemur. And therefore he held Ploin Almoini that Rus is Usulove Bekol. What will happen with my children? Ga'al Chu'atu, Boyaz, you can marry her. As Gulusi Keloyuchal Ligol Aikam. Ask the Mashur two obvious questions. First of all, Boyaz, the Rosh of the Sanhedrin, comes and says, she's Mutu Love Bekol. Doek was arguing with Boyas. Is Ploin Almoini also arguing with Boyas? And let's say he is. What is he saying? I can't marry her, you should marry her. If you can't marry her, Boyas also can't. If you hold that she's also a little bit cool, this applies also to Boyas. So why is he saying, I can't marry her, you should marry her? Second question the Mashu asked, he was bothered about Nachalusoi. Zari, like Rashi says. What about himself? If it's an issue to marry her, so he should have said, I can't marry her because it says, Amoini Moyavi, which includes also Amoinis and Moyavis. He's not worried about himself. He's worried only about his children. So first of all, why, if he can't marry her, why should Boyas marry her? And if it is a problem, the problem is not about his children, the problem is about himself. Says the Mashu, he brings two prerequisites. He says, first of all, he quotes the Ramban al HaTorah, that Yibum didn't only apply by a brother, rather each family member. And therefore, Hilchis Yibum would be also about a family, not only a brother. That's number one. Number two, he says, we learned in Maseches Yevumis, that if the Yevume is also a Chai Velavin, I give an example. One brother is a Kohen Gadol. Now, the wife of the second brother, when he dies, becomes an Almune. Now, on the one hand, he has a mitzvah to be Meyabim the Almune. On the other hand, it's a love, because a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almune. So the Gemara says, Yuvo Yasfei, V'yitche Lois Asei. Just like you can wear tzitzis, with Kilaim, with Shatnes, because the Asei of tzitzis overrides the love of Kilaim. So too, the mitzvah of Yibum, the Asei of Yibum, overrides the love of each love, Almune Le Kohen Gadol. However, says the Gemara, we are scared and worried. The Asei Doiche Lois Asei is only by Bir Rishoyne. Only the mitzvah is only Bir Rishoyne. However, living with this woman further, the Bir Shnia, would be Usse. So therefore, Gzeire Bir Rishoyne Utu Bir Shnia, therefore we shouldn't do Yibum. Says the Mashu, this only happened later. In the times of birth, there was no Gzeire Bir Rishoyne Utu Bir Shnia. And therefore, if there was a mitzvah Yibum by Ploini Almoini, or by Boyas, even if the woman is Usse, Lovoy Bekol, it's only a love. The Asay of Yibum is Doiche, the Lois Asay of Loyovoy Amoini, and according to them also Amoini, Sumayavis, Bikal Hashem. And therefore there was no question if this woman was Mutter. Even if she's Usse, Lovoy Bekol, the mitzvah of Yibum applies by her. Therefore, both agreed that one can marry this woman. However, what would happen with their children? If there are children from the Bir Rishoyne, what would happen? There would be Pusl. Because she is a Pusl of a Bekul. Yibum is not the Isse, but the children remain Pusl. Therefore, says Ploini, I understand that one is allowed to marry her. However, the problem would be, what would be with my children? Pen Ashris es Nachalusi, I'm worried about my children. Says Ploini, I have other children at home as well. And therefore, if one child will become Pusl, and he will mix with the other children, it will cause problems. However, you, Boyas, you have no other children. You can marry her. And your child will be a psul, but at least you'll be Mekai in the mitzvah of Yibum. So the first question, why is Boyas allowed to marry her? Ploini was also allowed to marry her. Why was he worried about his children? Because the child would be a psul. The reason why he could marry her is because Asei Doiche Lois Asei, and this would be only Birishon. Now, if Boyas would stay with this woman for a longer time, then it would be obvious that the reason why he was allowed to marry her is not because Asei Doiche Lois Asei, because then only Birishoyne is Mutter. Then it would be obvious that Boyas held that a Moyavis is Mutter Lovoy Bekul. So let's see what happened. The problem was that after a few hours, after that night, Boyas died. So therefore, it remained the question, why did Boyas marry this woman? Either he married her because the mitzvah Yibum allowed Yuv Asei Yitche Lois Asei, or because he held that Moyavis is Mutter Lovoy Bekul. Says the Mashur, therefore he can't bring any proof. Doyek and Avne can't bring any proof of Boyas. Because even if she's also Lovoy Bekul, still Boyas was allowed to marry her. Now, the Mashur is a big chiddish. First of all, does Yibum really apply by other family members? After Kabbalah Satoya, even though we see by Yehuda and Tomo, this was before Kabbalah Satoya. And even if you'd say the mitzvah still applies, is it the mitzvah that Asei Doiche Lois Asei even by other Koivim? Another question being asked, was Rus Jewish when she married, when she was married, or she only became Jewish afterwards? The Psukim is Mashma, she only became a girl much late, and therefore she was never really married before, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibum altogether, which is a long debate when the gear happened. Sorry? But she's a Mayavis. Right. The Brisker Uv gives a different explanation. The Brisker Uv says, and with this he explains the Gemara beautifully. He says that when Besdin Paskin, there are two ways how Besdin can Paskin. One way is through Yid Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Ben. We use a common sense. We use different tools that we have from Chazal, how we can understand Psukim. All Bezdin can say, this is a Kabule Haluche Le Moshe Misinai. The difference is, says the Rambam, If it's a svur, if it's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorin Dreshes when, a later Bezdin can argue with the previous Bezdin. If the later Bezdin says we see the logic different, they are not bound to what the previous Bezdin said. However, if it's Aluch and Moshe Misinai, there's no way to argue. And even if you have many questions, the Aluch stays Aluch. The question is, even if you will hold that Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Moyavi v'loy Moyavis, why is that so? We saw in the Gemara a reason. Because Da'ak Shadish, we only expect the man to bring Lechem Emaim, and we don't expect the woman to do so, and therefore we shouldn't punish the woman. But that's a logic argument. You might disagree, and you might say, no, the woman should come out, perhaps especially the Bnois Moyov, they have no problem of coming out. You might disagree with this logic argument. You might say, no, it's Halucha and Moshe Misinai, we don't need any arguments. That's the Halucha, that's the Kabbalah we have. Amoini v'lo Amoinis. Why? Because that's what the Bein Shem wants. Now, Boaz comes, and he says, Rus is mutal over Bekol. He's a Shoifet, he's a Rosh Bezdin, and if he decides so, there's no argument, that's the Halucha, there's no one who argued with him, and therefore everyone agreed that Rus is mutal over Bekol. And therefore, Ploini Almoini had no problem to say to Boaz, you can marry her, I can marry her, everyone can marry her. And his children are not Psule Kol, they are mutal over Bekol. However, Ploini was scared. He said to Boaz, now you say she's mutter. What will happen 200 years later? What will happen if one day Doye comes and says he disagrees, and he comes to Besmedish, no one would answer him, then they would say that all the children are Psule Kol. I didn't do anything wrong because I followed what Bezdin told me to do. But my Nachalusi, my Zari, they would have a problem. And therefore, Ma'adi Vatsura Azois, I don't want to take a risk. Well, I don't believe you, but your psak might be changed many generations later, and what will happen with all my children afterwards? Therefore, I was worried, pen, perhaps, it wasn't sure, but pen, ashchis es nachalus. Boaz went and married Rus and had a child. Comes Doeg, and Doeg says, perhaps Boaz had his reasons. But Torah lava shemaim hi, I'll use my common sense and I'll start looking at the psukim, bringing arguments, questions. And if you can answer all the questions, I accept what you say. But if you can't, we will override the psak of Boaz. Because it was a psak based on Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh as well. This is what Doeg and Avner thought. Till Yeser Ishmaeli comes, he takes a sword. And the sword is a symbol to show that it's not here, we're not arguing. It's not something where you could use your common sense. It's Halucha L'Moshe Misinai. Kach mekublani mebezdino shel Shmuel Aramusi. And even if you have 100 arguments which would contradict that, the Halucha stays Halucha. And therefore, no one could bring a proof from Boaz, because what happened Boaz might be Halucha from Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh as well. Only after the edus of Yeser Shmueli, where he said, no, it's not a svur, it's a Aluch and Moshe Misinai, therefore the argument is not an argument.
How do you work out? Because he's got a sword,
that's a Aluch and Moshe Misinai. So there's, I saw Moshe Wolfson, he says that the Medrash says, Asur kabin tipshus yardu l'oilam. Tisho notlu yishmuelim, ve'echot kol oilam kiloi. Brings the Medrash. Asur kabin tipshus yodel oilam, tishu not le Yishmaelim. He asks, why did he take his sword ki Yishmaeli? Why not ki Esav? He says, because the Gemara refers here to Yishmael, which symbolizes tipshus, and he said, here, don't use any logic argument. You should just be mevatel. But the simple explanation is that the sword means there's no two ways about it. You can't argue with it. There's no two, even you can't argue with it, and therefore the sword symbolizes Aluch Moshe Misinai. It's clear cut. Yeah. Therefore, says the Brisker Uv, now everything is understood. We understand why Ploini Almoini had no problem marrying her, and Boaz also not. We understand why he was worried about his Zari, because what will happen later, maybe they will override the Psak. Till yes, Ishmaeli came, and he passed the Haluche, that it's Haluche Moshe Misinai, Almoini v'loy Almoinis. We have a reason maybe why it is so, as the Gemara says later, because Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnima, but that's not important for the Haluche. It's interesting that Leidas Dovid came with so many questions. For so many years, it was unsure if Rus is Dovid, is Mutiluva Bikur. It's interesting, Maram Mipano, where he brings that Yishai, the father of Dovid HaMelech, was also questioning if he is Mutiluva Bikur. And therefore he brings that in his later years, even though Yishai married, because the halucha was Amoini v'loy Amoinis, but he wasn't sure, like Doeg wasn't sure, is it halucha Moshe Misinai, is it not? And therefore he wanted to have children which are not questionable. He came to Shifra, and he said the following, I'll marry you, he was Polish Meishtoi, and he came to Shifra, I'll marry you, I'll make it tonight. If the halucha is the time Usre Luvay Bikur, so I'm allowed to marry a shifr. If I am mutter lovoy bekol, I can't marry a shifr. So I'll marry you anyway. If the aluch is I'm pus lovoy bekol, so I can marry you. We'll have children together. These children will be an eved. They won't take on my psul because the ben of a shifr is an eved. We'll be meshacher the eved, and it'll be a zerakusha. However, if the aluch is that I'm mutter lovoy bekol, I'm a shachar you now, I release you now al tnai, and therefore you'll be a meshucheres, and therefore I'm allowed to marry you, and our children are ksherim. So this was his way of securing. Sorry? Do you meshachar? Right, right. The more brings it in the daf today. Therefore, this was his way how to secure Zerakusha. Says the Maamar Mipano, this Shifra, she was loyal to her mistress, and therefore she said to her, she was loyal to the original wife of Yishai, and therefore, who was not divorced yet, and therefore she went to her and said, let's swap, take my place. Yishai wasn't aware, and some months later, his old wife was expecting. He was sure, he was purged from her already a few years. It must be the child is a mamzer. And therefore for years, Dovid HaMelech, who was a child, was being labeled as a mamzer. Only many years later, when finally Shmuel came, and he chose Dovid as a Melech al Yisrael, then she revealed what happened so many years before, and said that Dovid is not a mamzer. So we had questions if Dovid is Mutter Luvay Bikul or not, and perhaps maybe even if he's a mamzer. It seems to be that the latest Mashiach comes together with many uncertainties. We said that Lloyd wasn't saved, only Mesufik, only once Avraham Avinu would say that Hineh Ba'oel. We have Rus, we have Boaz, we have Ploini Almoini, we have Doeg, Avne, Yesa Ishmaeli. Not only latest Mashiach comes with uncertainties, but also the Zman of Bias Mashiach. Yaakov Avinu rutze legalus akeitz, and he couldn't. There are many tzaddikim who said different times of when Mashiach is supposed to come, and it didn't happen. It seems to be the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to strengthen our emunah, even if we don't understand. Afal pishis mameach hakeloi b'chol yom shiyuvoi, without any cheshbonos, eim meduvid bo elu behesach hadas. Seemingly Mashiach would come in a time when we least expect him to come, and therefore we just have to strengthen our minah that the chakeloi b'chol yom shiyuvoi.